Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Greetings, listener dear. I'm Tom.
I'm Ben.
I am Matthew, and welcome to another exciting episode of Pappy's Flatshare Slamdown.
Woohoo!
Woohoo indeed.
A real doozy of a podcast, this one.
Yeah, this was a fun episode. Two superb guests. Two, I would say, very front foot, very aggressive guests. They're two wonderful guests. We've got Esther Manito and Tom Davis. Again, both currently, I think, on tour. So do go and see them if you get a chance. Both brilliant.
Essex is fine. It's both from Essex. Am I right in saying that?
I think that's right, actually. Yeah, yeah.
Seems it was an about Essex, right, doesn't it?
It was a TOWIE special. It was very, very good fun. We had a good time. They bullied me, which is always a pleasure.
A delight.
When I lose control of the show that I'm supposed to be hosting. But yeah, anyway, enjoy that. Just very, very quickly before we play the episode, a couple of things.
All right.
Firstly, a new advance in the hotline now. You can
what?
Yes, a new advance in the hotline, in that you can text the hotline, or you can leave a WhatsApp voice note to the hotline. You've got to do it all through WhatsApp. It's got to be through WhatsApp. You can text a hotline. That's right.
Wow.
And so the number is gone.
Does it read out in computer voice then?
That's a really good point. I don't know. We'd have to ask Caution. Caution, does it read out in computer voice?
No, it's just your own voices.
Oh, even better. It reads out in your own voice. So when you send a text...
You read it out.
What do you mean I read it out? I don't understand.
It's just words. It's just a text.
It's just a text. Okay, right. So if we receive it as a text, we'll then read it out. That's the idea. Right,
yes.
I get it.
Wow, that's blowing my fucking mind, man.
It's good, though.
Yeah, welcome to the future.
You've got to admit it. In fact, we got off our first hotline WhatsApp message, which we'll read out after this episode. But don't forget the number.
With our own voices.
Yes,
this is blowing
Tom,
my mind.
Tom, I tell you what, let me get that number out, man, and then we can really lean into your incredulity after this. But it's 0208 123 3272. 0208 123 3272. And again, if you'd like to send us a jingle for that, we'd love it. Pappy'sflatshare@gmail.com. Get in touch and send your beefs our way. As always, the Patreon continues apace. It's really kicking off. Shall we read out a message that we got from Chris?
Oh, we'd love to.
Now, this is Chris, who's a recent Patreon. He said, "For a few years, I was listening to the free feed, then all of Bangers and Mash, saying to myself every time you mentioned the Patreon that I'd join as soon as I got a job. When I ran out of Beck episodes, I decided to join and just go without something else. And the week afterwards, I got a job."
Wow-wee.
Yeah, another thing to blow your mind. "I like to imagine I'd said it to myself so much that the universe couldn't exist with me having joined without also having a job. It's definitely, definitely worth it. Thanks, the Patreon, not the shit job," which is also worth it probably mostly. Cheers, everyone. Bye, Chris. Well, Chris, congratulations, Chris, on the double whammy of a brand new job and obviously joining the Patreon as well. patreon.com/Pappy's Flatshare. You know what, if you feel like you just need a bit of a shake up in your life, join the Patreon and see what the universe gives you.
I feel like Noel Edmonds.
You are a bit like Noel Edmonds, actually.
I just bought a helicopter and filed for bankruptcy, so maybe that's why.
You're living in the remains of Blobby Land, aren't you?
Always. How dare you?
You look very svelte. Right, so join us on the Patreon if you get a chance at patreon.com/Pappy's Flatshare.
Absolutely right. Well, let's get into this episode then and enjoy ourselves.
Tom, Ben!
What is it, Matthew?
Yeah,
What is it, you cheeky chap?
I'm
a cheeky little fellow. Well, listen, I've got great news for everybody here.
Oh, yeah?
I have just bought the latest receptacle for our laundry fasteners.
What?
That's right. Pappy's got a brand new peg bag.
Oh. What is this?
Anyway, one of you two is going to use those pegs.
What the fuck is that, man?
You're a very bouncy little man.
I'm a cheeky, bouncy little fellow.
I might just take his trampoline away.
I think we finally found what our audience enjoys as well. Enough of this talking. We should just do a DJ set.
Do that for an hour.
Lovely bit of pig back there, yeah.
I could see it. You should get it with Wayne Lineker.
Do you think so?
That would be, yeah. Ocean Beach could be the future for
you. I'm going to Ibiza next month.
I would genuinely go with you if I would pay for everyone in this room if we could just watch you DJing. Just that track on loop with that.
Just going up to groups of girls. Yeah. Well, they just push him away.
Only person there with socks in his suitcase.
Oh. I've got some new holiday socks, actually, Tom. They're very nice. Right, one of you two is going to use those pegs to hang the washing on the line. I need a fresh Speedo for the neighbourhood watch pool party, which I'm sure they'll invite me to any day soon.
Yes. It's not going to be me, Crosby.
No? Why not? Tom? Oh, Ben, even.
Last time you told me to do my pegging outside, I ended up getting a letter from the council.
But we made a pretty penny on OnlyFans, didn't you? Swings and roundabouts. We should have done by swings and roundabouts, really, now I think about it. Tom, what about you?
Well, Matthew, it's not going to be me.
No?
Can I just preface this by saying I'm not 100% behind this one?
I tell you what, Tom, whatever happens, whatever the punchline is, we'll play peg back at the end of it, so don't you worry about that.
Great. It's not going to be me, because the last time I was hanging out in my laundry, I overheard an old Italian lady...
Oh, yeah.
An old Italian lady giving advice to an ex-Biker Grove actress who turned into a TV presenter and model, and also a famous spoon bender. She said, "Donna air your dirty laundry in public." Donna air Yori dirty laundry in public.
Ocean Beach 2023. Ocean Beach, make some fucking noise. Well, there's only one way to settle this. We have to have a flash Welcome to Flatshare Slamdown, the panel show that says, "I am the lineman for the county, and I drive the main road, searching in the sun for another washing load. I hear you singing in the wire. I can hear you through the wine. Now please hang the washing up on the line." I'm the host of Landlord, Matthew Crosby. Let's meet the dirty socks at the back of my closet. It's Tom Parry and Benedict Clark.
I so dearly wish the listeners at home could see the faces of our guests during all of that.
I'm not going to lie, it's one of our more incomprehensible intros, I'd say.
Well, I think I keep on thinking about Wayne Lineker just coming up to you and going, "Just play fucking songs with you, mate.
Stick to the fucking
DJ, mate. No singing, all right? You absolutely ruin this crowd."
Now, Tom and Ben, you can't hang the washing on your own. Who have you brought with you to hold the line? Line, love isn't always on time. Ben.
I brought my laundry lady. It's Esther Manito.
Esther Manito is here. Esther. Yes. Thank you so much for coming on the show, Esther.
Thanks for having me.
It's a total pleasure. It really is. Now, what kind of a person, Esther, are you to live with?
A fucking delight. Is what I am.
Talk us through that. Why are you such a delightful person to live with?
I think I'm all right to live with. Quite shouty. bit of a shouty person.
You're obviously a parent.
Oh, right, yeah.
Obviously. Worst chat up line ever.
They'll work at Ocean Beach. Are you the little fella who was DJing? Yes, you're obviously a parent. Yeah. Send a kind of cocktail over here, mate.
I'll see you in the crèche. But yeah, what kind of a parent are you? What's your parenting style, would you say?
Just shouty, really.
Shouty, yeah.
Yeah, shouty.
Does it work? Do the kids shout back? Do they give as good as they get?
Don't know, really. It's just me shouting. I don't really wait for a response.
Oh, that's it, yeah.
Have you got gears of shouting? Because what I've realised as a parent is once you go hard, there's nowhere else to go.
Oh, yeah.
Where? How shouty?
Yeah, I was going to say.
I love the idea once, you started up there and the
once
kids
you've
are like,
smashed
whoa.
A window.
Yeah. So yeah, I feel like I start at that.
If you start
yeah,
big.
They don't eat their dinner straight away, I just smash the window. Go, yeah. Wow. That's you. Yeah.
Are you giving your daughter like the proper hairdryer treatment then, are you? Is that what you're going for?
It's just when you realise you've gone too hard too early and then the only way to do is go down and hope that works. It's like, don't do that! Do not do that.
Oh, right. Ooh. You go down.
I'm a 44-year-old man from South London and I'm terrified.
Yeah.
I just do the Mediterranean when we're out in public. And that just means fucking wait. Till we get
the
home.
Little hand gesture.
Yeah. When they're prattling about in public.
Like a kind of like a mafia type thing.
Maybe.
As in to say you're going to have you're going to have one of your favourite toys pet in your bed.
Yeah, you're just going to wake up to a hobby horse in your bed.
My Little Pony decapitated.
Thank you for coming on the show, Esther. Tom, who have you brought with you this week?
Well,
please?
Matthew, terrible news. The Jamboree's in danger.
Oh, no.
I know. Our ball is stuck on the roof.
I know.
So I thought... Who do I know who can get a ball off a roof with his scaffolded expertise and height? I called for Mr. Big Tom Davis.
Tom Davis is here.
That is my favourite intro ever.
Now, Tom, you're obviously a parent.
Yeah. I heard you say that to her. You're not getting in here with that line, mate.
Go on, then.
You actually destroyed this club last week, that awful DJ set.
Genuinely, I'd be fascinated to know what it would be like if you went to a big super club like Pasha and you just played Pig Bag.
Yeah.
How long do you think you could have Pilled Up Ravers dancing to it?
I genuinely think that would be a genius idea. Yeah. I would love to see a TV show where you are going to some of the biggest clubs in the world with the worst DJ set ever. And see how long.
Wait, back up the truck here. Where's this worst DJ set come from? Pig Bag is a stone cold classic.
Shall we, at the end of this record, get rid of all the chairs? Let's see how long we can hold this audience dancing for.
I love
the bag on repeat.
I love the idea that at the end it's sort of Wayne Lineker sitting there, remember Back to the Future, where he gives him like, I don't know what this is, but it's fucking blowing my mind. Who the fuck is this guy? That's Matt Crosby.
He's calling Gary Lineker and going, yeah, listen to this.
Gary, listen to this.
Now you might not get this yet, but your dads are gonna love it.
Your dads. Just bouncing on the crowd to park. And
silly. That's not a bad move, because obviously there's people who do the stage diving and the crowd surfing, but no one has chosen to bounce on the heads of the audience.
Oh no, I didn't mean that.
I think I could do that. Anyway, stick
like
around
Mario.
After the show. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, stick around after the show for a bit of fun. But first, we've got to do the unfun bit of the show. We've met our guest. Let's find out who'll be hung out to dry as we play round one.
Oh.
Clothes are drying in my house, my house. They're pegged up on ropes, kid, they're pegged up on ropes. Got wet pants and trousers in my house, my house. They're pegged up on ropes, kid. Inside out on ropes. Got 15 wet pairs of pants in my house. And all my trousers, well, they're soaking wet too. Yeah, damn clothes.
You look absolutely what the fuck is going on.
I gotta hang.
I love the idea you're sitting there thinking, yeah, that was too much acid.
Because I piss myself. Because I piss myself. Yeah. Because I piss myself. Yeah. I piss myself. I really gotta stop pissing myself. I really cannot stop pissing myself. I never wanna stop pissing myself. I'm pissing myself right now.
Oh, yes, please. Oh, my God.
Banging that out, Ocean Beach.
Oh, I love it. I love it. I'm there already, man. The first round is called Whooshing Machine. I'm going to give each player the name of a famous movie. You have to get your teammate to guess the title using only noises. No full words, no theme tunes, just noises. You can use up to five different sounds. If you can convey it in one sound, you get 5 points. Two sounds, 4 points, and down from there. I will also deduct points for every full word, every song, or every overly helpful gesture. Okay, Tom?
Yes.
There is your film title. And for the audience here, the listener at home, but not for any of our contestants, okay, here is what Tom is attempting to convey with sounds.
Top Gun.
Okay, Tom D, can you work out the title of this classic, only assisted by Parry and his pipes? Tom, can we hear your first noise, please, for 5 points?
Take off your hat for this.
Yeah, hats off.
Take this seriously.
You genuinely, I've known you a long time. I've never seen you serious about anything. I like it.
Okay.
Ready?
Meow.
Oh, no, that's not good. That's not good.
Whoa, 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 whoa. Tom, that's your noise. You can do it again if you like.
Oh, it's different again.
Meow. Okay, we all remember Henry's cat.
So I'm going to say Days of Thunder.
Oh. It's not Days of Thunder. Okay.
Okay.
This is for four points. Your second sound. Swoosh.
Top Gun.
Yes!
I only know Tom Cruise movies.
Yeah, exactly. I went for the wrong fast noise first.
Yes. You know what, though? That was amazing. That was brilliant. You got 4 points for that. Fantastic.
Wow.
That was really, really, really well played. Both Toms there. Yeah. Okay, we're over to Esther now. Esther, there's your film. How are you feeling, Esther?
I still fully don't understand what's going on. Okay.
I can tell you now that won't change.
All right.
So for our audience at home,
yeah,
and people here today, here is what Esther will be trying to get Ben to guess using only noises.
And no movements.
No movements, no. Here we go.
Jurassic Park.
Hang on a sec, we'll just let...
Yeah. Oh, can we steal?
Hold on. Already? She's not fucking done a noise yet, man! Do you know what? Knock off 2 points for that. That's no.
Oh, from them, yeah.
There you go.
Sorry. Yeah.
Chill out, all right, okay? Chill out. Listen. Let a woman speak for a second. Before you ask if you can steal, all right?
Wow. By the way,
sorry,
by the way, this is how you tell off a child.
Yeah.
This is
funny. Chill out. Okay.
Oh. Did you see what it was?
No.
Okay.
We can steal.
Okay. Esther, your first noise, please, for 5 points.
Okay.
Okay, it's good. It's strong. It's strong.
You said it was an action there.
There was a bit of an action.
I'm not.
Do you know what? You can't do that sound without
Clarky,
moving.
I tell you what, Clarky, very.
Matthew, can you stop mansplaining to the woman?
And I've had two kids, so I've just pissed myself a little bit.
So So Clarky did look away. He did look away. I don't think he saw the action.
Is it the firm starring Tom Cruise?
Hey, you'll get your chance to steal, all right? When Clarky inevitably can't work out this really easy, it's really easy film.
It's clearly Cocktail.
Please, for the love of God, please get it, because I've got nothing else in my armour.
Can I hear that again, please?
You can hear the noise again. This is for 5 points.
For fuck's sake.
Okay.
But I'm going to move. Is that all right?
You can move, sure. Okay. Yeah. It's good stuff there. Clarky, any ideas?
A Few Good Men.
A Few Good Men and a woman on the team, all right?
Love Actually.
He's trying to recreate it. You know what? That did sound a lot like...
Sounds like Guns N' Roses.
Axel at Glastonbury, it really did, yeah.
You could be mine.
That's better than Guns N' Roses at Glastonbury.
Ladies and gentlemen, on the drums, Mr. Tom Cruise.
It's the film Welcome to the Jungle.
It's not Welcome to the Jungle, no, that's a song.
Rain Man.
It's also a film. It's not Home Alone, is it?
It's not Home Alone, no. It's not Home
no
Alone.
No one saw that coming. No. No one.
Screaming.
Oh, I see. Slapping yourself with the aftershave and screaming like that.
Oh, okay, sure. Okay. That sound.
No.
What's
no.
wrong it's, with you?
Okay, well, let's have another sound from Esther Manito, please. This is for 4 points here. Oh, yeah. Do you know what?
This is an
expert round for Esther, and it is absolutely textbook Clarky. And you love to see it. So,
hang on, he always loses.
Well, he doesn't do great. Always loses is a bit unfair, but I would say 75, 25.
So the 25. Massive geezer who could beat the shit race. Out of you, you put on the winning team.
That's right, yeah.
I see.
Listen, if it's any consolation, I think pretty much everyone on both teams could beat the shit out of me, right? I'm a cheeky little bouncy little boy, all right?
Do you need it one more time?
I want to Yes, please. I'd love it, actually.
Okay. You can put them together if you like. Do you want to do both noises?
Oh, okay. All right, okay. So in this context...
You're allowed to do it, yeah.
All right, fair enough. I'll get the rules.
Yeah, I mean, okay. you didn't need it. You got it by this point. Okay.
Eyes wide shut.
You'll get your chance to steal, Tom. Okay.
That is literally the sound of when I have sex.
Right. Clarky, any ideas?
God.
Before we
you
go,
do
kill
know
me
it.
Now, please.
You know it, mate.
You know it.
You know it, now, Clarky.
You know it, bro.
Tropic Clarky. Thunder.
Do you guys know it?
Everyone knows it.
They've seen it. You've seen it, mate. It was in the cinema.
No, but they fucking aren't had a high sign held up.
It's really obvious from my amazing clothes.
I've got to say, by the way, Esther's recreation of these sounds is amazing.
It's flawless. It's absolutely flawless.
I've got to say, I think,
yeah. Thank you.
A third noise.
Oh, God.
Clarky, a third noise. We're going to hear a third noise third now noise. From
wait,
Esther.
Wait, I haven't had my second guess.
Oh, well, could you fucking do it then, man?
It's 25 to 9.
Go on, now. What's your guess now, Clarky?
It's a cat.
Unless your cat is the size of a fucking rhino, then no.
Could be the Lion King.
Could be the Lion King. Could be Garfield too.
Oh. Godzilla?
Oh, it's not Godzilla. A third noise, please, from Esther. And
third
this
noise.
Is for, I believe, is it three points here? Yeah,
I don't know.
Points.
I don't understand anything.
I tell you what, you understand a lot more than Clarky does.
All right, fine. Third noise.
Third noise.
Yeah. Third noise.
Third noise. You could run them together.
Okay. All right, okay.
I mean, this is so good.
But I mean, it's definitely a lion or a big cat.
I
know what, Tom?
Is it Jurassic Park?
3 points to Clarky and Esther.
I genuinely thought it was The Lion, the Witch and the Wardrobe.
Mrs. Doubtfire.
Good film, though. Good film. Three points. And you know what? I'm going to give a bonus point to Esther because that was absolutely phenomenal. Yeah. Phenomenal work there, noise-wise.
But can you deduct a point from Ben for the guessing?
Okay. Tom D, it's your turn. And for everybody's information, but not our panellists, here is the title of the film that Tom will be grunting, squawking and generally caterwauling to convey to Tom Parry. Here we go.
Back to the Future.
That's a really hard one, isn't it?
I hope it's something with very high-pitched tone.
Oh, my God, this is so hard.
It's a tricky one, this one.
It's probably the hardest one so far.
Do you know what? You can do it. I believe in you, man.
I believe in you, mate.
Oh, I feel really bad now because you actually believe it. No one's going to say
that. No one's believed you.
Everything else has just been a surprise. Or
take your hat off. It helps me. Okay. Yeah, it feels good to do it.
Feels kind of tragic, two bald men. Feels like the incel that we should be in. What are you doing tonight, love? Oh, me and Tom Parrish are going to go down the pub and just do the noise thing just that we do with it.
Talk about Tom Cruise.
Yeah. 2 pints of best, please.
With the white T-shirts as well, there is an element of Right Said Fred as well.
Right-wing Fred.
Right-wing Fred. Oh, man. This is such a difficult... I love this movie. I literally can't... This is by far the hardest. I can't do anything.
You can do it, man. Come on, you can do it. Give us your first noise. It's for 5 points. You've got 5 noises to make.
My first guess is going to be Top Gun 2, so that won't...
Don't say that.
It's good. It's a good start.
Yeah.
Can I have it again, please?
It's the world's skinniest horse doing dressage.
Very Danny Klops.
I don't want to burn my feet on this sand. A new pair of shoes, Matt Crosby's DJing at Ocean.
It's Matt Crosby's horse.
I'd watch that film. Yeah.
Matt Crosby was a dressage rider. Applejack was the smallest horse.
I can't find a horse small enough.
He has to bounce on a little trampoline to get on it.
My God, that kid's beautiful when he rides that horse. Run, Applejack, run! From the makers of Free Willy.
Okay. We've all had a very nice time now. Can we return to the game
Tiny
and play?
Tiny jockey.
Keep it back.
Frankie Dettori is your stunt double.
Right, Parry, any idea what sound that movie...
Was it a horse or was it a clock?
I can't tell you that.
Is it a clock? Well, fucking wait. Hell!
Sorry!
If someone had told me it was a fucking dinosaur, I think I would have done it round one as well!
Yeah, but he asked.
Right. Tom, you can't ask questions. I'm deducting your point for asking a question now, okay?
Back to the Future.
Yeah! Yes! Come on.
That's
the worst line of my life.
Let's all try and get along here.
I love the way they all turned on me.
Oh, no, we're not having that.
Everybody said I was too smart to ride a horse. The summer.
I don't want to ride a horse anymore. I just want to be a tiny DJ.
Wayne Lineker, Dean Gaffney.
Ben, you're up next.
Tom Davis is Tom Parry.
Why are we getting bullied on our own show? Tonight. What's going on?
Tonight,
shouldn't have invited me and Tom on.
It feels good. It's like having mates. must be what it's
this
like.
This must be what it's like to grow up in Essex.
Ben, there's your film, and for you, listener dear, and for the audience here today, here's the celluloid masterpiece that Clarkey must illustrate with tone alone.
The Godfather.
Okay, here we go, here we go. Clarkey, for 5 points, and Esther, you're guessing the film, but for 5 points, Clarkey, the first noise, please. Can I ask, is that a clock? No. Okay. Any ideas what that could be?
What film's got a horse in
it? No. Tiny. Every Western ever.
Yeah. Oh, that little genre that I love. the old Westerns.
Yeah, I know.
Oh. Tom's made a noise. Any idea from that Seabiscuit? First noise? Any idea from that first noise?
Black Beauty?
It's not Black Beauty.
Well, I'm out of horse films.
Let's have another noise, please, for 4 points. Clarky, your second noise, if you would. Good. It's good.
Oh!
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 It's the film about a young horse and an old horse.
Big horse, little horse, isn't it? Welcome to our cafe.
Is it Brokeback Mountain?
Oh! It's not Brokeback Mountain.
No, because they were horse wranglers.
They certainly were. No, no. And it was a fantastic guess, but it's not correct. A third noise for 3 points, please,
Clarky. Can I do the first two again? Just...
You could do it as a run-up.
For
yeah,
performance,
yeah,
I'm guessing.
Of course.
Also, by the way, I'm writing a film about horses, and I will need someone to do a lot of the horse noises.
A bit of Foley work.
It could be your Andy Serkis.
Gesture.
It's very good from Clarkey. Very strong work.
Godfather.
It's the Godfather! It's the Godfather!
I'm kind of turned away.
3 points. 3 points.
Can we talk about this?
Can you talk about what?
No, but...
The thing he did with his fingers.
Implicates that. I mean, you're not going to...
Yeah, but I could have gone
I was
gone
turning
like
about. I thought I was...
Yeah.
Well, we all could have done a lot of stuff. Yeah, yeah. In life.
Yeah, but you both used actions.
Yeah. He did this. And he did this.
Yeah.
You
already win it.
Yeah. No, we...
Thank you, mate.
Oh, we've lost about 40 points. You've taken a piss out of him.
Yes, absolutely.
Yes,
the audience helped
you,
man. Yeah.
We need that's, you, don't you?
That's two noises, Tom, yeah? Three more noises to make, and you get your... Yeah. So, yeah, no, I accept, Tom. I will accept
Thank you.
That they did a finger, but you've just been such terrible sportsmen. I'm going to let them have the point, I think. That's 3 points. That's 3 points there. So, at the end of that round, producer Emma, using the noises of words, what are the scores, please?
Well, Ben and Esther have 7.
7 points.
And Tom and Toma have 6.
Oh, so Ben and Esther.
Oh, okay.
So
we're the moral champions.
Yeah, we should have nine, but...
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, you did that very moral thing of asking the audience, was it a clock, and then saying yes.
Asking if you could steal before you'd heard the first noise, yes.
In all fairness to Tom, though, a lot of people started shouting about horses. Someone said it was a small horse before you even...
Thank you.
Yeah, so I'm not just doing this because we're partners and lovers. If I've got to go to war, I'll go to war.
God, it's like playing a couple of Millwall fans.
Really is.
Keep thinking
Mike
about that
Price
quote in the
tattooed
wire.
Across your knuckles.
We fight in a lie, we have to fight in a lie. Anyway, it's got a lot more intense than I, yeah.
Yes. I feel like now's a great time to take a break. I don't know why, something in the atmosphere is just a little bit more argy-bargy than I'm used to. So I'm going to go and mooch around John Lewis for 10 minutes, just to be with my people, and we'll be back in part two. See you in a bit. Yeah!
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Welcome back to Flatshare Slamdown!
Whoa, 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 whoa!
Now, before the break, Ben and Esther were in the lead, although I did have a little chat with Tom and Tom, and apparently they're actually... They're in the lead now, anyway.
Yes.
No, no, the scores haven't moved, and neither has the pile of sodden washing waiting to be hung on the line. Luckily, I can still take great solace in Pappy's brand new peg bag!
Glutes of steel.
I've really been working on them, actually. Anyway, listen, I do...
That was the first dance at your wedding, wasn't it?
Yeah, did it on my own.
Anyway. Well, with a tiny horse.
His wife was just in an Uber.
I was chasing after her. Come back! Click, 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 click. Listen, anyway, I do need some dry Speedos. It's the only thing standing in the way of me being the life and soul of the Neighbourhood Watch pool party. That and my current lack of invitation. In fact, can someone text my number and check the WhatsApps are coming through, okay? And while we do that, let's play round two. It's Flat Games!
Let's play together. Games! Let's play forever. Roll the dice, spin that thing, put that there.
Do as you're told.
Games! If you lose, you get nothing. Games! If you win, you get gold! Gold! Yes. Gold!
Yes.
Gold!
There we go.
Gold! Gold!
Listen to that, E4! Gold, gold, can you hear that, Ellis gold, James?
Gold, gold, gold,
gold! How about UK TV? Gold!
This week on Flat Games, we're playing our version of Telly Addict, which we're calling Telly Addicts Anonymous. Hopefully that's not an insensitive title. Apologies to any poor, unfortunate souls who are actually addicted to the boob tube. I'm going to ask... You've got to be careful in 2023. I'm going to ask each player to sing about a famous TV show to the theme tune of another TV show. Their teammate has to guess what show they're singing about and the tune they're singing it to.
Beautiful.
Oh, God.
Lovely.
It's a tricksy one.
It's good.
One point to the teammate for correctly guessing the TV show, another for identifying the theme tune, but up to 10 points for performance. Tom Parry.
Can you steal? Crucial question. Can you steal?
Can you steal? Yes. Of course, you can always steal the hearts of our podcast listeners. Here we go. Tom, you're up first. There is your TV theme and the show you're singing about. Tom D., name those shows. As always, we've got... Two shows. The song he's singing about and the theme tune he's singing it to. Okay, so it's two shows. As always, we have DJ Gogglebox on the decks. Gwyn, are you there, mate?
Yes, mate.
Hit it!
This is a show about things that are upstairs.
Game of Thrones is
What's that behind that little box? Oh, what is it behind that box? I think it might be worth some money. I think it might be. I might take it downstairs and sell it somewhere. I don't know if that's what happens in the show, but I think it might. What's behind that
box?
I will take it downstairs.
I know, what's Game of Thrones?
It's Game of Thrones, you're right there.
Yeah. For some money.
Is it? Oh, it sounds like Deal or No Deal.
Upstairs in the room upstairs, I found some money in the room upstairs. Behind that little box, I will take it down the ladder and
I'm quite proud. I've never seen the show.
I mean, you might have seen it, but
it's the room.
I've got it written down. I've got no idea what you're saying.
Hold on. Wait a minute.
Okay.
So this isn't actually. There's money. He made the song up.
No. He's Game of. Okay, all right.
Yeah, and they paid someone to write it.
Let's just stop a second while we explain what's happening here.
I know the track.
The track is Game of Thrones. You're absolutely right. But Tom was singing about, he wasn't singing the theme, the words, he was singing about that TV show, a different TV show, right? That's what he was singing about.
You've really got to explain these goals. Game of Thrones.
Listen, I feel like I explained it fine.
I think I did it fine.
I'll tell you one thing though. Tom actually, weirdly, I said I've gone for quite sort of sing-alongable theme tunes, and Tom actually, you texted me to ask for Game of Thrones. I would have assumed you'd have heard the Game of Thrones theme tune. But you know what? It was a gorgeous performance.
Thank you.
It was actually, I genuinely was for a second just lost in your voice.
Thank you.
So
I was thinking this turned into like a musical, I'd go and watch it. But I have no idea what it was or what it was about. So was it somewhere upstairs by a little box? Come and find me.
Can we steal?
I like the way as well you look like you were slowly riding a horse.
One of the things is I'm terrified about the next my round because I've got no rhythm at all.
Oh well, don't worry about it. You've heard Tom; it's fine. It's not like he set the bar particularly high. Okay, so we'll give you a chance to steal. Anyone got any idea from this team, Clarkey, Esther?
Yeah, I think Cash in the Attic.
It's Cash in the Attic, of course. So that's a point to Tom Davis, a point to Ben Clark. But, of course, the crucial 10 points up for grabs for performance. We've got already seven. Wait, hang on. It's not an auction. I'm going to decide, and I think I'm going to give you a 6 out of 10 there. Six points out of 10.
I thought that was worth more. I thought that was absolutely fine. Yeah. If there was a Cash in the Attic musical, I'd certainly want to go with that. Yeah.
Thanks, man. Okay, Esther, you are up next. Here's your TV theme and the show you're singing about. But Ben, all you've got to do...
Okay.
It's always a good start. Ben.
I ain't watched
Okay. Which two TV theme tunes...
Yeah.
Which two TV
this
shows...
You say, what two TV theme tunes?
No.
You should say, what show and theme tune is this?
Okay, all right, I'll say that now. Here we go. Ben.
Stick to the fucking DJing, pal.
But Ben. Yeah. What TV show...
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Is Esther singing about?
Badly.
She's not singing the words to the theme. I'm going to tell you that now.
What?
It's something she'll have made up.
Right, okay.
And to what theme tune is she singing it?
Yeah.
Okay?
Okay, I've not seen it.
Do you understand this?
I've not seen it.
Okay,
so I don't know anything about
it. Okay.
Here we go. DJ Gwynn, in your own time, please.
It's about a family, I think, and they're all trying to get power from the old man what died, and now they're all bickering and stuff, and they're all in suits sometimes. And that's the extent of my knowledge, and it's really, really popular now.
Beautiful. Beautiful.
Very good.
You know
what is my favourite moment when everyone in the room knows it apart from Clark?
Yeah.
Yes!
Do you know what? I would say a wonderful rendition from Esther there, but I can't help but think it was Tom helping with the intro that made that such a wonderful round. I think that's what it was. It was Tom giving me the wind beneath my wings there, Tom.
Thank you. I'll take that all day.
A bonus point to you.
Wow! Oh, wow!
But Clarky, any idea of either the TV show or the TV theme tune?
Okay, EastEnders.
It's EastEnders is the theme tune, is correct. Yes, that's 1 point. Come on, you can do this. They all wear suits sometimes.
Oh, I didn't hear that.
What?
I thought she said it was.
What's going on here? That's right. That's right. You turn around and go, oh, they have cash in the attic sometimes. I've got to fucking hell. Fucking hell.
Start repeating it's the TV word. Show suits. Yeah. I'm literally repeating the lyrics, all right?
I thought she said it.
They were from Simpson times. Yeah. That's what I was.
Do you think he heard what I sang to Games of Thrones?
Yeah, I looked you in the eye and said, did he say something about going upstairs into the attic? And you went, I can't say.
Right, let the record show you never fucking said that. Did he say something about going upstairs to the attic? No, you didn't, you lying bastard.
He was right there.
Well, I tell you, truth will be told on the podcast. I will be listening and I will be texting you. And if this is edited...
It will be. It's got to be edited. Fuck me, is it got to be edited?
It's going to be 10 minutes. I can see you now, you'll be like Trump, just sitting there, just going, cut that bit out.
Yeah.
More like Putin, what? Sat up on his horse.
What?
Little Vlad.
What? What? Everyone is. We're gonna deep fake this whole thing. We're gonna get AI to recreate the entire podcast. Okay. Any idea what the TV show was?
I think that it's Succession.
It is Succession. Congratulations.
Well done, Matthew. Ben, did you know it was Succession before you got the clue about the suits?
I sang about the suits.
About the Simpsons, one of the two.
Oh my God, I'm genuinely, this is going to be...
Look, it's just 1 point, right? Yeah. You got a bonus point. I was really nice to you a second ago. Just relax, man. Have fun with it.
Very competitive.
I can tell you're really, you know... You're bringing a very argy-bargy energy, all right? I know part of that is your personality.
Time you've said argy bargy, you because love that.
That's what's going on. Bargy. Listen, you should sit next to him. It's fucking argy if it's bargy. Anyway, I've got to give you some points for performance, and it was a fantastic performance. Yeah, I've got to say, I'm going to give you 8.5 out of 10. It's very, very good. Okay. Here we go. I'm excited about this.
I bet you are.
Here we go. Now, Tom Davis. The rules of the game are... on that bit of paper...
I've written the blurb for it now.
On that bit of paper, two TV shows. One's the theme tune you're singing to, one's the show you're singing about, okay? Have a little read. Got it?
Oh, my God.
You got... Okay.
Right, how in tune does this need to be?
Well, you've heard everybody else.
Well, let me just say, Esther was incredible.
Right here!
Now you get a taste of the argy bargy. How do you like it? It's tough when it comes at you. Anyway, here we go.
How much can I say? Can I say anything?
You can say whatever you like. Listen.
Just not the title of the show.
Or just not the title of the
show. Not the title of the show. Yeah, you can say everything else.
Okay, yeah, all right.
Everything else. Just don't give us the title of the show. Everything else is fine.
Yeah, within reason. Fair enough, yeah.
Within reason.
Yeah, I can do that.
Yeah, I've some filter.
Oh, well.
Okay. No. DJ, I mean, yeah, DJ Gogglebox on the ones and twos. Will you play?
When no one tells you it was Del and Rodney.
Hang on.
That was good, actually.
Yeah.
Here we go. Keep going. We're going to the chorus now. Even your year or
Del and Rodney trigger to Peckham United. Will you buy one too? Boise Marley. Margate is great in the summer. If I'm honest, I will say nearly every indignifying moment of my whole career has somehow revolved around singing. And my next project is a musical, so genuinely that's true, so I look forward to that. The worst singing a fucking song, yeah.
I'm really excited. That was great. So no one told you Del and Rodney. opening.
I do like the way it took a U-turn.
It really did, yeah.
No one told you it's going to
I got so into the song at the first start.
So, plot twist. So Tom, of course, you've got to get...
plot twist.
All I can say is I'm sorry that there wasn't enough clues.
there were clues aplenty. Tom.
And we've already had Succession.
I know.
We've had Game of Thrones.
Tom, any idea...
Obviously, Del was in Game of Thrones, so was Rodney. Trigger was infamously on the Night's Watch.
Okay, Parry.
Only Fools and Horses.
Was that the theme tune, or was that the shit song? I've got to hold your feet to the fire on this one, Tom. Which one was it?
What are the rules?
And Friends was the...
It was Only Fools and Horses and Friends, of course.
You are incredible how you deciphered that.
I did not do it.
Let me say, the police have really, they need, there's a detective sitting there.
No one told you that.
No, it was getting dangerously close to the original lyrics, so no one told you, Monica and Chandler, Ross and Gunter comes along, and then I think there's also something called Rachel.
And then there's Joey too.
Joe
Rachel
and Phoebe.
Phoebe. Toxic. The man upstairs.
The man upstairs.
Cash in the attic.
The hen and the chicken. That's all the people and Friends.
So, how many points are we going to give Tom D? Now, let's think about it. It's out of a total of...
Come on now.
It's out of a total of 10. Or... you know what? Because we had such a good time listening to it, I'm going to give him 8 points out of 10. 8 points out of 10. Tom is both angry and then also it's his team.
I mean, I know. My hands are tied.
Your hands are tied. My hands are tied, Axel. Okay. Clarky, close us off strong with a TV theme.
Yeah.
To which you'll be singing about a different TV show. Do you understand the rules? Oh. You got to, mate. I believe in you. And I've said that many times tonight and not meant it, but this time I really do. So here we go. Oh. Esther, who's on the box tonight? DJ Gwogglebox, play it!
It is sci-fi, it is a show, it is not very good. In my opinion, oh, it's a good one. They go around in a telephone box. It is a British show. And it's full of aliens. And a thick Billy Piper was in it at some point. And every series they change who is the main character. And they all go around. And he's got a special screwdriver. It's a man in a long coat. It is a man who wears shoes, I think. I'm knackered, and now it is the end of it. Oh.
Really nice. Really good. Okay. So there was a theme tune there. For those of you in the audience who don't know the rules, it was a theme tune there, and Ben was singing about a different TV show to that theme tune. Do you know either of them?
Battles.
It was... I'll tell you now, a few clues from the lyrics. It was a show and they go around. So hopefully that's not too much.
Oh, you're giving it away!
I know, I'm handing points out.
Could I steal?
Esther, any idea about either the theme tune or the TV show?
So it's Doctor Who.
It was Doctor Who, correct. Do you know the theme tune?
It's Sport, isn't it?
It's Sport, isn't it? Was the subtitle of the show, but... What was the main title of the show?
I don't know whether it's football or snooker.
Great. Parry is so delighted. You can't.
He's jumping at the bit.
Great.
The old fucking Mitchell brothers over there.
Sorry, say it again.
Is it Match of the Day?
It's not Match of the Day, I'm afraid. It's not Match of the Day. Of course, you can steal.
Can we steal?
Yeah.
My learned friend.
What is it?
Well, we'll find out.
Is it grandstand?
It's grandstand, of course. It's
Fucking horses. Should have known. Tom riding in.
How many points am I going to give Clarkey for that rendition?
1,000.
Oh, you know what? I'm going to give him the full 10. It's the full 10 for Clarkey. So, producer Emma, what has that round done? We know what it's done to our mental health, but what's it done to the scores? Bonus points if you can tell us what tune she's singing it to. Here we go.
Okay. All right. Oh, God, I've missed it. Tom and Tom have 25. Ben and Esther have 29.5.
Oh! For a bonus point, anyone want to tell us what theme tune that was?
Is it Birds of a Feather?
It was Birds of a Feather, right. Yes indeed, of course it was.
Why do birds of a feather suddenly appear?
Every time you're in prison. Anyone want to, do you guys want to steal? Do you know what it was?
No.
Oh,
I don't
want to.
I'm not
you want to hear it again? I actually thought it was
Neighbours. It was Neighbours. It was, of course, Neighbours.
Oh, bloody hell.
Well, that was very good. Yeah.
Very,
wow.
Very. You know what?
Neighbours of a Feather.
Neighbours of a Feather. Come together.
Now, of course, TV is littered with characters desperate to lay down the law. Judge Judy, Judge Rinder, Judge Reinhold. But they all pale in comparison at the irrational judgment of Beef Brothers. Yes, indeed, it's Beef Brothers, where each week we ask our panellists to sort out a flat share-based beef. And today's one comes from Bruce, who is in the audience. Brucey, are you there?
Hello.
Hello, Bruce.
Oh, no.
Brucey's a couple of more pints in there.
Yeah, yeah. Top of the show, he was a little bit more reticent, wasn't he?
Lucy Brucey.
He's had a few. Here we go. Bruce writes, my girlfriend is always buying stuff from the chaos aisle in Lidl.
Do you know what? I told my husband not to come to me.
She bought a boat.
Wow.
It's 8 feet long. So, that is Bruce's beef.
Bruce, is your wife with you tonight?
She is, yes. She's
right. Oh, fantastic. This is what we want. Okay, so just to tell you before we ask any more questions of Bruce. Now, Tom, you are on Bruce's side.
Always.
Ben and Esther, you are on the side of Bruce's partner. Do we have a name here for
Bruce? Yes, Kirsten.
Hello, I'm Kirsten.
Kirsten. Yes. Hello, Kirsten. Okay. All right. So, now remember, you're on Kirsten's side, Ben and Esther. Okay. You, of course, Tom's, are on Bruce's side. Before all of that, you're going to make your cases. Before all of that, let's have a little cross-examination. Anyone got any questions? Let's start with Bruce, first of all. Any questions for Bruce?
Where do you live, Bruce?
Streatham.
Streatham. Oh, yes, our old stomping ground.
Landlocked Streatham, yes.
Have you got a drive, Bruce?
Notoriously landlocked. Yeah.
Have you got a drive, Bruce?
Nope.
Nope.
So nowhere to keep such a big boat. A garden, Bruce?
Yeah, but a shared garden.
Oh, okay.
Oh, your neighbours must love that.
How long's your garden, Bruce?
It's about 7 feet.
No further questions, Your Honour.
Bruce, how long have you and Kirsten been together?
Oh, good God.
Like 25
Bruce,
years.
Think about it, mate.
25 years.
Oh, really? Oh, congratulations, man.
Thank you.
You knew what you were getting into, Bruce.
Yeah. Yeah, because it's 100%.
The anniversaries. Yeah. First is wood, second's leather, 25 is boat. Is that right?
Big fuck off boat, yeah, that's right.
Big fuck off boat. That's
right. Did you get the boat in Lidl?
Yeah.
I love it.
You're jealous, aren't you?
I love it.
You're jealous.
Bruce, can you swim?
Yeah.
You can swim?
Yeah.
Do you like swimming?
I love it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Any questions for Kirsten?
Kirsten, can you swim?
Yes.
You can't help but sound like a playground bully. Can you swim? Can you swim with the fishes?
Kirsten, the question remains, Kirsten.
Yes, I can swim.
Okay, cool. They're a pair of swimmers.
Did you, Kirsten? Can I ask Kirsten's motivation for buying the boat? Because my wife's obsessed with buying boats to protect us from the incoming climate emergency. What was your motivation for buying a boat?
I bought the boat when I used to live near near the Thames, and I had a misguided...
We all live near the Thames.
Oh, come on now.
People famously just getting out dinghies and going around in the Thames, aren't they, on a sunny day? Where did you live, Kirsten?
I lived in Bermondsey, near Tower Bridge.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah. And checks out. Okay.
It's an inflatable boat. It doesn't, like, actually take up space properly in the house and the garden.
But when it's deflated, it's still, they are still quite big, so, yeah.
How much was the boat?
£30.
Wow.
£30?
Yeah.
It's a bargain.
I'll give you 24. I'll say, Bruce, I absolutely adore you, but... Yeah, that's a real... That's an absolute
steal. That is a bargain.
You could actually get that boat out working for you.
Yeah.
Hired do trips at a weekend with it. You've only got to do two trips and you've made your money back.
Paid for itself.
Have you used the boat, Kirsten?
It's never been on the water, but we have inflated it.
No. It's never been on the water, but...
What? But you fucked in it. That's okay.
It's a fuck boat. No.
You bought a fuck boat. You bought a fuck boat. We've all bought a fuck boat once in a while.
We've all fucked in a fuck boat.
I think it'd be quite fun to sort of do movie nights and watch stuff like, you know, what's the Tom Hanks one when he's...
Castaway.
Yeah, Castaway, yeah. Yeah. That'd be quite a funny thing.
We blew the boat up and we sat in it and we watched a John Robbins comedy set during lockdown.
That's the saddest thing I've ever heard in my life.
Yeah, you clearly haven't heard the set.
Any more questions for either Bruce or Kirsten?
How does it inflate? Do you use a foot pump?
You got an electric pump, I'm assuming.
Yeah, but we had an inflatable mattress for guests, so we had an electric pump.
Sorry, do you live in a bouncy castle?
Basically, yeah, everything. Yeah,
everything. Yeah, it's a shoes off house.
Are you Mr. Soft from the tree ball?
Can't have anything
for you,
sharp
actually,
in the house.
Is go down to a petrol station, use the machines there to fill it up. That's just a little nugget. Yeah.
But then she's got to schlep the boat back from the petrol station.
Well, they
like
could do
a
it
giant
together.
Turtle.
And then they become those.
You're carrying the boat back, everyone's going, those guys are going to fucking that.
Maybe so.
No, they're not going to fucking, they're going to watch a John Robbins set.
John Robbins and chill.
John Robbins
in a boat, an inflatable 8-foot boat, of course.
Sorry, I'm very confused. They fill in the boat with petrol.
Well, that makes it go.
It's a nightmare.
Tom Davis behind going, can you swim?
Like Nelson Muntz, just walking down there.
Are you going to fuck or what?
Turn us John Robbins shaft. I didn't come here for this.
Thank you guys very much for the beef. Hopefully that's enough information for our teams to make their cases. So without further ado, I call upon Tom Davis to begin the case for the prosecution.
I've got to say, I sort of side with Kirsten, so it's quite difficult.
I wouldn't say that out loud, but sure.
No. I just want her to know that actually I'm on her side. I think that actually it's a great deal and it could have been a really good business decision. Okay. Anything I say from here.
Now the minute starts. Okay, here
we go. Minute starts. Bruce is a sweet and decent human being. Why should this absolute gentleman have his small abode and his tiny garden infringed, Your Honour, by a massive 8-foot boat? This boat is an eyesore. He's been forced to sit and watch stand-up comedy he doesn't like.
No one does.
Forced to blow the thing up with his mouth. And this is just the cherry on top of a massive cake of chaos. Bargains from the Chaos Isle in Lidl. I don't want to even pull the lid off this thing. But this boat stands for more than just something that sails upon the water, allegedly. Allegedly. It's actually a real show of a slap in the face to a man who cares so much about someone who's so wonderful. So I generally think, let's put the boats away and let's
stop
find out what love...
Stop
that was Tom
boats.
Parry, by the way. And find out that love can float without inflatable dinghies.
Beautiful.
stop the boat.
It was.
That little clip.
Yeah.
Tom Parry and Tom Davis.
It was a
tricky. Quite like that, mate. Yeah, nice one.
It was a tricky mooring, but you brought it into shore, Tom. Well
thank
done.
You,
no
you.
Help from your teammate, but. Esther, you've got a minute now to state the case for Kirsten.
Just
minute,
me?
Yes, please. Right. Your minute begins.
Good luck,
now.
Kirsten. Well, it's a, you know, good bargain, and obviously it deflates, so good. Fold that up. Nice. So that's good. You know, and clearly, if you did want to take him out one day, take old Bruce out and, you know, push him off the boat because he's mocked your boat, then, you know, it's good to have that there ready for that little dispute that you might have. Big fan. Big fan of all nautical purchases. I won't lie. And I think out of all the nautical purchases you could have made, I think you've made the right one. And to be honest with you, I think it was a damn fine choice. And also, let's be honest, like you blew it up and you had a little date night in it. And I think, you know, fair play. Because I can't even bear to be in the same room as my husband. So I'll give you, yeah, I think you're at... No, I've done.
Okay. Beautiful.
I'd love it if you ended your sets that way as well. Just yeah. No, I'm done.
That's no, I'm done. Imagine me in court. No, I'm fucking done. It's lunchtime.
So, Bruce and Kirsten, how do you think it's going so far? Bruce, we'll start with you.
Yeah, really strong. Fine. Good.
Well, how, I actually how love
easy,
Bruce.
He's very easy breezy,
isn't
he? I'd
love to go for a pint with Bruce, I've got to say.
Well, he's not that easy breezy because he wrote a complaint.
Well, that's true, yes. He likes other people to complain for him, I think. Yeah, Kirsten, how are you feeling about the whole shebang?
Am I allowed to add some things?
You can, of course, yeah.
So we moved a year ago and I was going to freecycle the boat and Bruce said, since I'd never got to use the boat and I really liked it, that I should bring it with me.
Wow.
So...
stricken for the record. No. We've only started the trial.
And I have to say as well, I mean, that's a testament of Bruce, isn't there?
And can I say one thing? It's not relevant to the boat, but Bruce slept up a tree at the, what was it called? The Newbury Bypass protests with Swampy.
What? Oh, are you? Wow. Wow. Oh, yeah.
Bruce!
I tell you, I've got to say this. You two are an absolute amazing couple. I'd say one lovely pair.
Whatever happens here tonight, we love you guys.
And I've got to say, love is the winner. You are really, you've just restored my faith in humanity.
Yeah, should we all just go and buy a boat and live in it together?
Sure, go and watch them fucking a boat.
Yes.
No, not yet.
I tell you what, we push the chairs back, we put a dinghy in the middle of the room, we play pig bag, and those two just go.
Oh, I don't think we'll be playing pinbag. I think we'll be introducing Mr. John Robin.
So, second prosecution, Clarkie. Everything to play for.
Thank you.
Your minute begins now.
Listen, man. The middle aisle of Lidl, it's a magical place.
Yes.
It's... Yeah. Right? Yes. It's basically like the conveyor belt for the generation game. You've got everything on there. It's a feast for the eyes. And I know what's going on here. Problem is, Bruce thinks he's too good for the middle aisle. Bruce is a posh boy, isn't he?
He's going off with Swampy.
Yeah.
La-di-da. Swampy.
Sorry, what could be posher than being a protester? It really is. Come on, I'm sorry, mate.
Wow.
I'm going down to Brighton with my friends and I'm going to change the world. No, honestly.
It's going to take about 8 days to get there on a boat.
Anyway, Brucey's posh, right? He's not going to Lidl, he's going to the posh supermarkets. Like a Tesco. Express. Or sorry, Brucey, a Tesco Espress. He doesn't appreciate what he's got. He's got a wife that is resourceful. She can get anything at any time from her little middle old. He's got himself a Swiss Army wife. I rest.
Clarky rests. Okay, Tom. Yes. Now you're going to conclude the case for the defence. I've got to ask you, are you going to do this as yourself?
No,
today?
I'm going to do it in the style of a John Grisham defence lawyer from the Deep South.
Oh my God. Are you now?
It goes by the name of Mr. Fanshawe Standen.
Fanshawe Standen presiding and providing your minute, should you need it, begins now.
Ladies and gentlemen of the jury, I recognize a lot of you from the town there. John.
Robbins?
I'm guessing.
I hope he's not here, it'll be quite crushing.
Would be quite crushing. I recognize you from the bakery. Them cobs smell good. Still call them cobs round here. Them dead lawyers from the big city, they're shopping in them foreign places like Lidl. We don't have no Lidl round here. Hell, you start a shop, you put vowels in the title. We vowels folk round here. It's Susan's Bakery, not Susan's. From them there European countries over there. Hearing that story over there of Bruce and Kirsten kind of got me thinking about Cousin Jackathon. You probably remember me. You probably remember Cousin Jackathon of mine several years ago. Sent him off to market day with the hard-earned quality cash. Kept it up in the attic. Money behind a box in the room up the stairs. Probably remembered the song. Off you go, Jackathon. See you Thursday. Remember the melons. Mean market trip without no melons. Jackathon returns. What's he got there? Magic bag. Magic bag full of magic ham. I ain't heard of no there magic ham. Jackathon sold it on the road. Magic ham. Dug a hole. Put it in. We watered that magic ham for 3 days. Hell, y'all probably remember what happened. Woke up on the third day and what had grown? Not a goddamn thing. Ain't no such thing as magic ham. But there is a magic fetid hole with a coyote in it. Do the big shit on some bad ham. Worst breakfast I ever had. The defense rests, yo.
So I would say four very compelling arguments there. Not necessarily in this show, but over the course of the last 13 series. But I can't make the decision myself as I'm too preoccupied worrying about my invite to the neighbourhood watch pool party. So instead, I'm calling upon our live Phoenix audience to make the call. So if you think Tom and Fanshawe and therefore Bruce is in the right, applaud now.
Bruce, mate.
That's not great. That's not great. But if you think Esther and Ben made the best case, please applaud now. Sorry, guys. Sorry, guys. I'm afraid that's it. It's got to go to Ben and Esther. Yeah. Bruce, Kirsten, how are you feeling about the result?
Yeah, it's fair.
Yeah, very fair.
Bruce, there doesn't seem to be much fight there.
He's not normally right.
You know what?
I
think love is the winner today.
So. Love is absolutely...
Yeah, well done.
Yeah, well done.
Love.
Congratulations, 25 years. Wonderful stuff. Anyway. Well done to those two. So... Look, I'm sure the head of the Neighbourhood Watch must have forgot to mail my invite if only I had time to nip round to his house. But where can I find a spare 45 minutes? Hang on, check's itinerary. Of course! I'll have ample time during the quickfire round jingle. Fire up the e-scooter, here we go! incredible, isn't it? If you like that.
This is the quick fire round. It's the round that goes really quickly, which is why it's always so amusing that it has a long introduction.
I'm laughing just thinking about it.
It has a long introduction when it should be really quick. The quick fire round's like a T20 game of cricket. But this jingle is a 5-day test match. It goes on a long time.
Ooh, how silly made of.
And very rarely ends up in a win. It normally feels like a draw. Yes, it is the test match cricket of jingles, which is quite apt because I'm watching one right now. It's England against Australia.
Ooh, it's the best game.
Test one day four at Edgbaston. And I'll be honest, it's taking all my concentration. Joe Root is in and he's twatting it about 28 off 29 balls. He's not sticking around, mate, unlike this jingle. This jingle's more like an old-fashioned test match innings. It's digging in and playing lots of safety shots. It's Alistair Cook in his prime.
Ooh, good time.
It's Geoffrey Boycott playing for a draw. It isn't Bazball. Well, anyway, we had better get on with the show. And by that I mean I would like to go back to watching the cricket.
Ooh, so would I.
Joe Root is ramping it and it's just gone for a six. Well, how is that? Let's get on with the quick fire round.
I really got bored.
Yeah, I could tell. Luckily, the audience didn't, Tom, so it was okay. LBW. Yes, this is the quickfire round. Yes, this is the quickfire round. And as our show is all about hanging the washing on the line, I'm going to ask a series of questions, and I would like our panellists to change the last word of your answer to an item of laundry. So if I were to ask, what's the name of this podcast, you might answer, Pappy's Flatshare Pants. Instead of buzzers, I'd like you to shout out your first names. Ben and Esther, let's hear yours.
Ben.
Esther.
Tom and Tom.
Tom.
Off. Off we go. What was the name of the swivel-hipped king of rock and
Ben.
Roll?
Elvis T-shirt.
Elvis T-shirt is correct. Complete the phrase. The best thing since sliced.
Tom. Ben. Socks.
The Grand National. Oh, this is my kind of thing. The Grand National, the Kentucky Derby, and the Melbourne Cup are all events in which sport?
Tom.
Tom.
Horse budgie smugglers.
Beautiful. What was the name of the song by the Beatles that contains the lyric, "There's nothing you can do that can't be done, nothing you can sing"?
Tom.
Tom.
I want to hold your trousers.
It's not correct.
No, no, that wasn't the answer.
Oh. What an offer! Sign me up! There's nothing you can do that can't be done, nothing you can sing that can't be sung.
Ben.
Ben.
All you need is socks.
We've had socks already, I'm afraid. Oh. I'm so
Tom.
Sorry.
All you need is ties.
All you need is ties. I'm going to accept it. 14th of October, 1066 was the start date of which
Tom.
Famous...
Battle of the Vest.
Battle of the Hastings. I'll give you a half point for that. What was the name of the semi-aquatic egg-laying mammal native to Australia?
Ben.
Ben.
A duckbill knee pad.
Knee pads? You can't be at knee pads already, but I'm going to accept it. Name the traditional...
Is knee pads an item of
clothing? I think it is in Clarkie's case. You've seen his knees. He never leaves the house without one. Name the traditional English dish consisting of sausages in Yorkshire pudding batter.
Toad in
Esther.
The...
Sorry, Tom. Esther.
Toad in the sock garter.
Oh, wow.
An
aristocrat. What is the name of the resort town on the Thames estuary, Essex, which boasts a pier and a pleasure beach?
Tom.
Tom.
Southend on Cardigan.
Beautiful, right? What is the full title of the 1981 movie that introduced us to Harrison Ford's adventuring
Tom.
Archaeologist character?
Indiana
Tom.
Indiana Jones and the...
Go on.
Oh! Raiders. Indiana Jones and the Raiders of the Lost. Cuckoo! Sorry.
Cuckoo. I'm going to.
Cuckoo. Cuckoo.
The bit of the answer that you could have made up any word, but Cuckoo, I'm going to accept. Yeah. That's 1 point to you guys. Thank you to Tom D for the assist. What is the full name of the 1984 prequel featuring Harrison Ford's adventuring archaeologist
Tom
Davis?
Indiana Jones and the Temple of
Temple of Gloves, yes. It's right in our wheelhouse. What is the full name of the 1989 movie featuring Sean Connery as the father of Harrison Ford's adventuring Ben?
Indiana Jones and the Last Cumberbund.
Excuse me?
Cumberbund.
I'm going to accept it. Yes, Indiana Jones and the Last Cummerbund. What is the full name of the poorly reviewed 2008 follow-up film?
Tom!
Featuring Harrison Ford, adventuring archaeologist character, Tom.
Indiana Jones and the Legend of the Crystal Wristband.
Oh, I'm afraid I can't accept it. You know what, guys? You've got a chance to steal. Any idea?
The problem is, I'm out of items of clothing. I know the title of the fucking film.
Can I give him an item of clothing?
You give him the item of clothing, you do the title of the film, okay.
Yeah. Indiana Jones and the Curse of the Crystal...
No, it's not that, I'm afraid. Audience.
Kingdom of the Crystal Chopper.
Thank you very much, mate. Beautiful. Final question. This is a biggie.
Oh, shit.
What is the full name...
No.
...of the final movie in the franchise... slated to be released this year and starring Channing Tatum as the titular male stripper?
Oh, man. I know, I've got it,
yes,
I've got it, Tom. Magic polo shirt.
Oh, you've got some of the answer right.
Tom.
Yes, go on.
Indiana. Oh, I know. Esther.
You've got none of it right.
Magic Mike, the Last Bra.
It's correct! Yeah. Fantastic! That is the end of the round.
You know,
I actually
auditioned for that movie.
Did you?
Yeah. I think Marcus Brigstock got the part. But anyway.
You auditioned for that?
Yeah, I auditioned for that movie, yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
What role? We've got to ask what role.
This is a sad old stripper. No, as a DJ.
Whoa, what? Hit it!
That must be what it's like to be on an EDL rally.
Yes.
Jesus. Oh my God.
That was so a lot. Excited. I got cramp in my leg.
God.
There's a reason why none of us have been asked to audition. So, before we find out the final scores, Esther, Tom Davis, anything to plug? Esther, anything to... You're off on tour.
I'm off on tour, yes. And my London dates are in August, so please just check me out on Instagram and come and see me on tour, please.
Absolutely.
Thank you
fantastic.
Very much.
Tom,
I too am on tour. BigTomDavis.com, I think it's .com. Not a great plug. London dates. I think there's some London dates coming up. And dates all around that. And also have a podcast, Wolf and Owl.
Yeah, it's fantastic.
If you want to listen to that, thank you. Yeah. Cheers. Yeah, and also,
if you only have time to listen to one podcast, keep the time.
And also, I'm writing a new feature about this bright-eyed kid who wants to be a jockey. So we'll be open castings. Anyone?
Imagine if I went up for it and didn't get it.
It'd be awful, wouldn't it? Just to see Taron Egerton playing you.
I fucking love it.
That's me.
Really love
that's
it.
Fucking me.
Thanks to all of you guys for watching. As always, check out our Patreon, patreon.com/Pappy's Flatshare. Like, subscribe, rate and review our podcast, or just tweet recommending the podcast to all of your friends. Now, this is very exciting. Producer Emma, let's hear those final scores.
The audience got 1 point.
Congratulations. Well done, audience.
Ben and Esther, 36.5. Tom and Tom, 31.5.
Oh! On the line, whilst Ben, Esther, and I are going to commit a series of local crimes while the neighbourhood watch are at their precious pool party. That'll learn the bastards for not inviting me. Thanks to our guest, Esther Benito.
Yes.
And Tom Davis. Yeah. We've been Pappies. See you next time on Flatshare Slamdown. Pappies Flatshare Slamdown featuring Matthew Crosby, Ben Clark, and Tom Parry. Special guest, Tom Davis and Esther Benito. It was devised by Pappies and Bill Walker. Expertise by Emma Caution and Green Reese Davis. It was produced by Emma Caution. Big thanks to everyone at the Phoenix, to all our wonderful folks who came to
Standing Ovation.
And to you at home for listening. Pappy Flatshare Standard is a secret news production for ACAS and the internet. Cheers, everyone. Bye!
There it is. There it was.
Lovely episode, actually.
Yeah.
Always fun to see Matthew on the back foot.
I enjoyed listening to that. It was great to. Just great not to be there.
If you're ever tempted by the idea of getting along to one of our live records, and I know they're mostly in London, but if you ever fancy making a little trip of it, then to have experienced Matthew perched on a high stool next to the huge figure of Tom Davis, it really was worth being in the room that evening. So if you can, do come down and experience Flat Slams live, because they're always
the sheer scale. I can tell you, we've not put them on sale yet, but I can tell you the dates of them if you want to put them in your diary. The next four Flat Slams are going to be in September and October, the 4th and 5th of September, the 9th and 10th of October. And again, what always happens there is Tom then gets out his diary and writes those down. He writes them down, and then
we'll get a text message an hour later
saying about those dates. Are we locked in on those? Yes. The reason we're locked in is
the 10th for now.
No.
For now.
There's no for now about it, mate. For now about it.
With guest captain John Robbins.
There's definitely going to be a bit of that in the anyway, but let's cross that when we come to it. Right, folks, thanks to everybody for listening. Do obviously like, subscribe, rate, review, follow us on Spotify, all that kind of stuff, and
call the hotline.
Text the hotline. Guys, I tell you what, get your WhatsApp out right now and 0208 123 3272. Save it into your contacts for that moment when you think, oh, a beef has just occurred to me. Record a little voice note, text us on WhatsApp, or just call the number conventionally. You can also do that as well. 0208 123 3272.
With their own voice, is that right? When they call, if they call.
no, in ours, please.
Right.
I'd like or to does hear that.
Is that an AI? Anyway. Today's episode was produced by Emma Caution.
Caution team. I like the way you interrupted Clarky and then ended the episode after your sentence. An amazing piece of work from Tom Parry there. Don't worry, Clarky, I've got this.
I almost
finishing lines in sight. No, it's not if the
you'd
time,
like,
Clarky.
By the way, if you'd like to hear what Clarky has to say, he occasionally gets a word in edgeways on the Patreon. So patreon.com/Pappy's Flatshare. Do join us.
Cheers, everyone.
Bye. Bye.
Mom.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.